Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Many of you know that I have been sitting, standing, up, down, all around, trying to get comfortable. I'm finally getting to that point. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is headed back out on the road. We're going to be at Silver Spring Mining Company Thursday of this week. And then on Friday, we're at the Chop Tank with the Atlas folks down in Fells Point. Back out on the road at Fadley's on Wednesday morning. I confirm now that Katie O'Malley will be our guest there. On Friday, we'll be at Nick's Grandstand Grill at the OTB. Intimonium, as Coach Ekman would say. And then our mayor, Brandon Scott, will be joining us for the Crab Cake Tour. Finally, after a couple of postponements, his fault, not my back, his COVID, our city, masks, all that. But it's happening on November 17th on a Wednesday. We'll be with Brandon Scott. It is all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We are all waiting to play. And, you know, I've said many times, I'm not the biggest sports gambler, but I look out my window at the horseshoe and I drive by live and I see casinos and I have friends and OTB. Everybody's waiting for what I keep telling my wife. It's going to be just like Vegas. We're just going to be able to go over and just like bet on games and it'll be loud and people will be having fun. And when the Bengals put their arms down and get a flag, you'll lose that bet. John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He is the director. We are all awaiting news. I knew you were awaiting news. I know. Yes. You want everybody to be able to go and drink and bet and have a good time and do and participate in all that. But this is a new gig. There's a lot of laws, a lot of stuff going on, and you have been a great friend over the course of years. But more than that, you've been keeping me in like in the vibe on all of this, because every time I put something up, people are like, I'm mad. I want to gamble. You know, whatever it is, but you are the spokesperson, the director, it's not your decision, right? Like when these things happen, right?
Yeah. And unfortunately it's not. And that's a frustrating part of it. And certainly I feel for the Marylanders who, as you mentioned, have been anxiously waiting for this. I mean, they voted a year ago, November of 2020 for sports wagering. So I understand their frustration. And unfortunately today, we had expected the SWARC, the Sports Wagering Application Review Commission, to act favorably and award the five licenses to five of the six casinos who we have qualified. That would be Maryland Live, MGM in National Harbor, the Horseshoe right outside your window, Ocean Downs, and Hollywood in Perryville. And unfortunately, today, that did not happen. What did happen, though, was that the SWARC decided that they need additional information, that they need supplemental information about the ownership of these five entities before they can officially act and award the licenses. And while we
believe have an FCC license, John, so when I fill out the forms, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and it's oversight is good. And I'm not, you know, I'm not one of those people. I want it done the right way. I want it done, as I always say to you, the Dundalk term is on the up and up, right? You know what I mean? We want this thing to be done the right way, right?
Exactly. And while we're all disappointed, it doesn't stop us from doing what we need to do. And so tomorrow, which will be Thursday morning, for depending on when you see this in your local area, but Thursday morning at the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Commission meeting, our commissioners will favorably move on the five facility operators who will be lined up with these locations. And for example, MGM National Harbor, their facility operator will be BetMGM. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right? I mean, you all pretty much know who some of these players are. But tomorrow morning, our commission will act favorably and give us the green light to actually issue the licenses to these facility operators. We no longer need to go back to SWARC at this point. SWARC just needs to approve the licensees, the building, the physical brick and mortar structure.
So in all of these casinos, riddle me this, because I've had a mask on. I haven't been around. I think you've been around a little bit. I want to go over and get a steak over Horseshoe once all this thing happens and whatnot.
Right.
So inside of these casinos right now, there are giant rooms that will be sports books, that there are all of the boards and greens and reds and videos and all of that's there. It's just they can't take a bet, and they have the computers and the things that quite frankly, I've been seeing in Vegas all my life, right? For 25, we're not teetotalers here. We've all been in a sports book. We all know what it looks like. Some of them will be smaller in very smaller places. But these initial ones with the big licenses and the money to do this and the people that it takes to handle all this. I mean, you have to have, and we've all learned that having humans that work in these places is how we get the cheeseburgers, right? So knowing all of that and not knowing what handles are going to be or what crowds are going to be and when the gate opens, that we can almost say by Super Bowl we'll be able to do this, right? Or by the playoffs, well, or like yeah, by whenever. People just want to know when their first Sunday, when they don't have to fly to Vegas,
exactly,
and they get to go
exactly
to one of these places and be Vegas, or, you know, yeah, that we know is Vegas, right?
And that's where we are now. So hopefully the SWARC will get the information that they've asked for in advance of their next meeting, which will be November 18th. And hopefully they will act favorably, as we anticipated today, but they will act favorably and award the licenses to these five entities on the 18th of November. But then that starts the final push, which is what we call the issuance of the licenses, which, as you correctly identified, means we have to go on site. We have to make sure that their back office systems, their internal control systems, security, surveillance,
training. How long do you expect
training,
that to take for five places?
Well, yeah, and you look at it, it's probably going to be every bit of 4 to 6 weeks as we cycle through those.
Okay.
So that means some of these entities, I'd like to think somebody may still get in under the wire in 2021, but I tend to be conservative on these things. I think these delays by the SWARC have pushed us now into 2022. So I think we're talking about after the first of the year. I'm hopeful that we still get the playoffs and the Super Bowl, but that's the next suspect area. If we have further delays, we're going to miss the Super Bowl. And that's inexcusable. I mean, when you look at what the voters' expectations are, what the people in Maryland wanted to have happen, we're doing all the things we can to get things.
Well,
to
you're
a
on
point.
The side of the people coming and creating revenue. That's what your job is to get these things open. You're not the one dragging feed, but there are rules and there are laws.
Yeah.
And
this,
can I ask you, how many other places is a lottery or a guy like you in a lottery job? Because all this is coming online everywhere, mobily, all of that. Is this common that your department wound up usurping this as a responsibility that, quite frankly, is not left-handed, but it's not something you've done that this agency has done before, right?
Yeah, exactly. But you're correct. There are a lot of entities around the country and more coming on every month where states have the lottery or a gaming commission now assume responsibility where they didn't previously to sports wagering. And in some instances, it's a brick and mortar location first, and then subsequently mobile and online wagering. Virginia is the exact opposite. Virginia started with online and mobile wagering for sports, and now they're beginning to move on the casino brick and mortar entity. So it really depends where you're at in your life cycle, if you will. But I think more and more you're seeing a combination of brick and mortar locations and mobile sports wagering via the phone. The interesting thing, Nestor, is that in any jurisdiction, when they both exist, it's overwhelmingly an online marketplace. 80 to 90% of the action, if you will, is done on the phone. Very little of it is done in the brick and mortar locations, which adds to some of the frustration now is that we seem to be still stuck in the starting blocks getting started, but we're only talking about brick and mortar. When we look at what would truly happen with mobile betting in Maryland, we could be easily 6 to 12 months out further. We could be talking about this a year from now. And not that I don't enjoy our weekly conversations, but boy, the prospects of not having mobile betting until November of 2022, that's kind of daunting.
John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, and the SWARCs and all of the acronyms and all of that stuff is here. We're trying to figure out the future of all of this. Meanwhile, you're still running this little lottery thing, and we're doing these crab cake tours, and I'm hearing about $2 million scratch-off winners and stuff. I keep thinking to myself, because I've had a couple other guests on the last couple of weeks, and they're the folks that greet people that come in that win these things. You know, you win, you come over, you take the picture, you get the check, you bring the lawyers, the family, whatever you have to do. And the excitement of all that, I just can't imagine. Like, you guys are giving me some tickets to do on these Thursdays and Fridays and scratch it off. Somebody at Silver Spring Mining scratches off and wins $100. I'm like crazy happy for them. But I mean, if they got to come down and claim it from you, it's a whole different thing. But dare I say, people really do win. And now,
you know,
now that we're associated with this, you see them every day. And I guess it's a maybe a fun part of your job is giving a lot of money away to people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I want to give a shout out. Thank you for bringing it back in. I want to thank Doug Lloyd and Roz Lane. I mean, they're two of our superstars who work in our communications and our public affairs group.
If I say they're too good a guest, then that's not going to be good for you. So I got to watch out. But I did enjoy having
all right.
them on.
That's all right. I still have plenty to do. But they do a great job. And I would invite any of your fans and listeners and viewers to go to mdlottery.com, where you can see some of these real live, real people and then their winner stories. Right. You talked about the guy who won $2 million. Did you realize, Nestor, that was the second time he's done that? This guy has won $2 million twice.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just that crazy.
I keep saying, like, if I won like that, I probably would just stop. I mean, I didn't play for a while after I won that Springsteen thing back in 88. You know what I mean? Like, I feel that way about the Ravens. We won once and we won it again. It's been almost 10 years. It's getting to be about time. You know, I hope Lamar's
there.
Wait,
you say about time. So you're waiting for another team now to.
No. So what happened was, I'll give you a little inside poker. So I'm doing the, I've been doing the show for 27 years from the Super Bowl, right? So last year was the first year we didn't do it. My wife and I had a conversation last week watching Tom Brady because we had bye week. And I said, I don't even remember that. Like, the Super Bowl was 8 months ago, 9 months ago. Like, I don't remember the Buccaneers winning in their own bill. I don't remember anything about the game. Yeah. And I missed two. I didn't go to the Detroit Steelers game. I wasn't in Jacksonville for that Philadelphia game. But I went to every other Super Bowl. I've been there at the beginning, been there at the end. Remember some things, don't remember other things. But this Los Angeles thing's weird because I've never had a Super Bowl there.
Yeah.
The ownership issues with Kroenke and St. Like, all this is going on. And whether we'll have masks or not. By the way, I have a Maryland Lottery mask. I got swag. I got this for Brandon Scott on the 17th.
Very nice.
If I need it.
Very nice.
And it fits. It's good. So I'm wondering whether we're going to be able to have a radio row, whether it's going to be something presented by the Maryland Lottery, whether we're going to be out there letting ourselves play, or whether there's not. But the one thing I did think about when I booked the room and the flight and all that is, hey, the Ravens might be there. You know what I mean? Like, that was kind of the fun part for me, is I'm letting myself dream a little bit, like, hey, we got kind of a 1-5, 1-6 shot. Like, we're pretty good. Might be our team there. Sure. And then what would happen? How much more fun would it be? But that's part of, like, winning. And that's when you take the bet or scratch the ticket or put the five. Or you're thinking, like, hey, it'll be fun this way, but it'd be a lot more fun if the Ravens were there. And I think when you win $2 million to go back and, like, do it again, you love to play, right? You just love to do it.
Yeah. And of course, in any of these things, you know, people have their own stories and their own good luck charms and their justifications and favorite games they play. But, we pride ourselves on having something that appeals to a wide variety of players. So we try to keep things fresh each and every month. New games come out, new promotions, new activities. We try to get out into the marketplace and we do a thing with the Ravens at the Ravens Walk every home game and get involved with our partners as well in promoting products because the ultimate beneficiary are the good causes in the state of Maryland. You know, 30% or so of our revenues go back to the state and retailers and people who
is
really
that money
benefit.
Earmarked for anything specific? Schools? This? That? Is it any? Is there a the lottery cut that goes to the state? Does it have to go somewhere?
You know, in various states, it differs. In Maryland, the vast majority of what we do goes to the general fund, and from there, it's dispersed to a variety of public works programs. In other jurisdictions, it benefits different causes. In
Florida had
in
a stadium got built, right? I mean, back
in
the day.
Stadium authority, sure. Yeah. Some goes to education. Matter of fact, our casino revenues go to the Education Trust Fund. So there's a lot of that.
I think
education.
I knew that because that was part of all the years of me doing interviews like this with David Cordish and the people that wanted their licenses back in the day. Part of it was, where's this money going, you know, and how's it benefiting us? John Martin's here. You always answer the questions, and I do appreciate that because I have – I'll say this. Since our partnership with the lottery, I see the – you know, it's kind of like where I go. Like, I was walking down Charles Street. There's a liquor store. There were folks scratching. And I watched it. I was at the farmer's market, and this is me, like, having you and even Doug to some degree talking about second chances. I saw scratch-off tickets that had been thrown on the ground. They were back. You know, they had been rained on a little bit.
Sure,
and I'm thinking,
sure.
I wonder if they know that, you know what I mean? Like, because I, as an old-school guy, a lot of folks don't know that there's more than one way to – when you play, you have multiple chances. And you need to know that going in. You need to be a sophisticated player.
Yeah, again, you can check that out at mdlottery.com. But our lottery rewards program is a second chance for a lot of things, not only the Ravens tickets, but a number of our tickets. We have drawings throughout the year. Sometimes it's additional cash prizes. Sometimes it's experiential prizes. Nothing spends like cash, though. So our players really like to have a chance, if they don't win the top prize on the ticket, to be in a drawing for second chance prizes throughout the life of the ticket.
My pal Dave Etlin, who was one of my editors and senior people at The Sun many years ago, his Facebook friend, because Facebook knows these things, when someone wins the lottery, it pops up on my Facebook. Etlin won $80 this week. I swear to God, it happened on Tuesday morning. I saw it. I'm like, man, the lottery's coming to me. The Maryland Lottery, Let Yourself Play. The Crab Cake Tour is here. John, I want to apologize to you, to Doug. I moved Roz, Carol, everybody. My back's been a mess, and I've been on my back. But, like, as it turned out, we were supposed to do the show at Silver Spring Mining last week, and I was sick as a dog on Friday, and David Marks, our councilman who was coming out, he called me. He's like, I'm sick too. And I'm like, ah. So everybody's coming together on Thursday. It's all lined up now. The people that couldn't make it last week are coming this week. Chop Tank, we're at Nick's. We're doing things. So hopefully the Swark folks, you, the casinos, all that, at some point we'll get a crab cake. But I haven't had a crab cake in a month. I haven't had one for my birthday. Even I haven't had a crab cake.
You need that. You may even want to double up. I know that may be a little hard, but don't get out of your skis. One at a time would be fine.
You think I should double up on a Fadley's crab cake? You think I'd want to do something like that? I probably would want to do that. I probably would.
I don't know.
Hey, our day will come for a crab cake, and I know you've been working hard and overtime, and this does on a personal level. Like, you want to, you know, like, you've been antsy through our relationship. Like, want to get this done. It's important. We got to do it right. And you want it done yesterday, but it might be tomorrow, as you pointed out. This is a weird spot for you, right? I mean, the last couple months.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're clearly frustrated. You know, when I assumed the position on July 1st, the governor appointed me. He made it very clear, get sports wagering up and running as soon as possible. And, you know, every day that's our motivating force here. And yeah, we're disappointed today, but not discouraged. We've got things to do tomorrow, literally, and beyond. And we'll be ready when the SWORC comes around to awarding the licenses and move as quickly as we can. It may not be in 2021, as I said, but we have every expectation to still be in place for the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
You'll make one promise. This is really going to happen. You'll let me know that, right? At some point, this is going to happen. We're on the road. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I will tell you that. How about that?
John, I appreciate you, man. I know we've punted and moved things around with backs and SWORCs and wanting to get the most current information we can get. And I really do appreciate your flexibility. At some point, there'll be a crab cake. There'll be two this week, two next week. And then, 30th anniversary coming up. Write this one down. December the 9th, we're going to start anniversary is the 13th. We're going to have a whole month-long celebration. We're going to start that at the Beaumont with a crab cake over in Catonsville. So we're going to be over on that side of town as well. So I'm getting these dates together. I'm getting the swag together. They even gave me, at the end of summer, koozie. So I said I'm going to use this on my first beach vacation when the weather is right. I got the Maryland Lottery koozie. John will be around. We're going to have some scratch-offs. And if you want to find out more information, go to MD Lottery, as always. And John, rest up. We got the casinos and sports books and things we got to do, all right?
A lot of work to do, Nestor.
Thanksgiving. The good news is you can get pumpkin and eggnog are readily available right now. So that's 'tis the season for that. John Martin, director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, joining us here. You can find Luke anywhere the Ravens are served right now. I know we're supposed to get two games in 4 days this week with the Sunday game against Minnesota. Quick turnaround to Miami. I am not going to Miami because of the back, but I am planning on going to Chicago and eat some pizza later on this month to go with my crab cakes. I lost all of the crab cake weight from August. I'm back to my playing weight. It's time to start eating some Wise ice cream again. I am Nestor. We are WNST, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Maryland Lottery, letting ourselves play at the Crab Cake Tour and Baltimore Positive.